Blog Talk Radio.
Legend has it that in the great storm of 1781, John Jameson lost a barrel of his beloved smooth whiskey. He said goodbye to the crew and went in after it. In hindsight, that probably wasn't a good idea. Weeks later, a funeral was held. All of Ireland was in attendance, including John Jameson and his smooth-tasting whiskey.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
A beautiful song. It's your girl Tiana Speaks, and you are now listening to The Power of Thoughts. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Tom Multimedia. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to speak to me or my special guest, Naomi Etchu. First, I have to give a shout-out to Rob Swartz, because without ACX1 Studios, I would not have met Naomi. Naomi is a Grammy-nominated artist, but she is much more than that. I love people, but when you make it, there should be humility. I felt Naomi's positive energy on the stage. We happened to be staying at the same hotel, and I actually spoke to her at the front desk, and I knew when I spoke to her and I saw her performance that I had to have her on my show. So for me, I love when my guests introduce themselves, because no one can tell you better who you are than yourself. So Naomi, Etchu, are you in the building?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. And thanks for having me. How are you?
I am great. I am so excited to have you. And let me tell you, we are all excited, not just me. And I have to tell you before we begin that today's playlist of your music was the one and only Dr. Oladele Ngozi. He chose this. So I hope you sit back and you enjoy listening to your tracks. I hope so. So please tell our 24 million listeners who you are.
Hi, everybody. It's your girl, Naomi Etchu, a.k.a. also known as the Queen of Bamenda. I'm a singer, rapper, songwriter. I have music. You can check me out on social media. And I'm just honored and so happy to be here to share my music with you. I'm originally from Cameroon, traveled the world. I sing in English. I sing in Pidgin, some Yoruba, some Spanish, some French. So you're going to get some diversity in my music.
Your music is absolutely wonderful, I have to tell you. And when, you know, I'm looking at you on the stage, it was just a whole vibe, man. I was just so disappointed, you know,
thank
when
you.
Everything was over. It was wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
So I know you've probably been asked this before, but for our listeners, can you tell me exactly, like, how you got started in the music business?
Well, you know how you grow up and you have somebody that you quote-unquote, idolize, somebody that you look up to. So, of course, me, it's Michael Jackson, you know, as everybody else. And I would say Michael, Whitney, and for Africa, it would be Angelique Kidjo. I also look up to artists like Manu Dibango and Wes Madiko. But, yeah, you know, I would watch them perform, especially Whitney Houston. I would watch her sing The Greatest Love of All, and I was so captivated, and I was like, I would love to be able to sing to an audience the way she does. And then also being the last child out of six, you know, I would always look for a way to express myself, because, of course, you have, you know, five brothers and sisters, and then you have your mom or your dad, so there's somebody that has been through something before you, so they feel like they know better. So at that point in time, you don't know if you have a voice. So I had to find a voice. I had to find a way to express myself, and music became a form of expression for me, for people to hear me.
That's amazing. So let me tell you, you said that you are one of six children. Can any of your siblings, are they also artists at all?
Not singers.
Okay.
I would say I'm the only singer. We have a couple of other creatives, but I'm
okay.
The only musician. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how is life different from being in Africa versus being in America when it comes to the music business?
I would say it's the same, isn't it? You know, you got to do shows, you got to go to the studio, you got to put out a good track, do a radio interview. I would say it's the same. I would, you know, 10 years ago it may have been different, but because we have all these social media platforms and we have so many distribution platforms right now, music is just one, the world has become one global village. When it comes to music,
right.
you go to Australia, you probably hear the same song that you hear in Russia. You know what I'm trying to say? Because
of
whatever top 10, whatever's coming out of Spotify, you know, whatever's blowing up on TikTok or Spotify or Instagram is what you might find playing on the radio station. So because of social media, the trends really tend to be the same.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how is the support? Do you think you get more support from, you know, Africa versus America, or do you think you get the same amount of support in both cases?
I would say it's equal, but wherever you're doing the shows the most, wherever your music is playing the most, wherever you're trending the most is usually where you're going to get the most support. So if I was to go to Africa right now and pick up a spot in Africa and, you know, build a fan base there, then that's where the support would come from. But I would say it's 50-50 because, once again, the genre of music that I'm singing is predominantly African. You know, I'll do Afro beats mixed with some island vibe. I'll add some pop elements, but it's predominantly African, so I have more of an African fan base that's tapping into Afrobeats. However, Afrobeats has become more worldwide, and we have people from all over the world that are, you know, that are tapping in and that want to do collaborations. So I would say 50-50.
So that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Now, could you tell me about one of your favorite music experiences, maybe when you performed or anything with a friend or family? You have a favorite music experience?
Okay. You said a music experience where I performed with a family member?
Well, it could be a family, whether you're on stage, just something that was memorable to you while you were performing.
Well, I would just say my performance at Fest of Nations was really, really good. I really enjoyed that weekend, because the weekend in general started off very rainy, but then it got very heated towards the end, and there was huge energy. There was a large crowd. The energy was just great, and I was on stage with people from all over the world, people from Europe, South America, different parts of Africa. It's called Fest of Nations, and, you know, the goal was to bring artists from all over the world, and the founder and the CEO achieved that. So I really enjoyed myself at Fest of Nations in Missouri.
Oh, that's
I represented
awesome.
Afrobeats.
Oh, okay, okay. So let everybody know about your publication with Forbes magazine. That is impressive and amazing. Please tell everybody.
Thank
about
you.
That.
So, I've been so busy these couple of weeks, but I'm happy to be able to share that. So earlier on this year, I was approached about, you know, an interview and an article with Forbes. And I said, oh, no, you know, in my mind, I'm like, whatever. So I kind of ignored the suggestion because, you know. And then 2-3 months later, I was approached again by the boss, by the senior. So I guess they must have sent the person. And I was like, okay, well, okay, if you're approaching me, then this must be real. And that's how the article came about.
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel when it was finally released? What type of emotions did you have?
Oh, I felt great. I felt wonderful, and especially as somebody coming from Cameroon, I was happy to represent Cameroon in that space and in a positive light of giving back, and I was happy that I was in a space where I could enlighten other people about what's happening in Africa. Because if this article had been written in Africa, it wouldn't have had so much of an impact. We need people outside of Africa to be able to appreciate what's happening in Africa. So I was happy that New York because I didn't know where the article was going to go. I knew it was going to be Forbes. I just didn't know what region. So when I saw New York, I was very happy because I know that that's a platform. That's a very good platform for me to talk about what I'm doing in the community and in Africa. So that was pretty exciting.
Yes, I know that you're going to go on to do even more amazing things. I'm absolutely sure of it. But if you could name one thing that's your favorite achievement, what would that be?
My favorite achievement? Ooh, well, I'm just going to say being a mother is a blessing. I'm just going to say that at the end of the day, and which is why I'm very drawn to children, because at the end of the day, you know, you have to be able to empower those coming after you. And that's why I like to be amongst children. When I visit Africa and I do my community outreach, I believe, like the song says, I believe in the children. I believe that the children are the future. Of course, I like to be, you know, to give back to women, of course. I'm very big on woman empowerment, making women stronger, especially in Africa. I'm very big on women education, women's health. But, yeah, I would say my children are really what gives me the motivation to keep going. Because they'll tell me, oh, yeah, you know, because sometimes when I get up and I go out, I ask them, I say, do you give me the permission to be great? And then they'll say, yes, we give you the permission to be great. Because I want to make
That's
sure
so
that
awesome.
I take my, I always ask their opinion. Right now they're 8 and 6, but I always ask them for their opinion. Even when I'm in the studio, I'll ask them because I want them to feel like they're part of the process. And they, and because of that, they're comfortable.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you hear that, mothers? That's very important, you know, when a mother is busy, you know, and has a lot of things going on for a child to feel like they're involved. That's a very big thing, and I love that you said that. That's absolutely amazing. So,
you
know you're a mother. Who is Naomi outside of the music industry? Who are you? What do you like to do? Just tell us about yourself in that aspect.
Okay, outside of music, I like to eat. I like seafood. That's one of the reasons why. See, if I'm traveling a lot, you might find that I'm actually gaining weight, but it's because I'm trying to taste the different foods that are around. Like if I come to your city, I'll say, what's popular in New Jersey? If I go to Turkey, I'll say, what's popular in Turkey? So I'm trying to taste and be part of that culture. Tasting is for me, eating is for me, and tasting food is a part of experiencing the world, getting to know what the world is like, eating different types of bread, pita bread, chicken tikka masala. That's one of my favorite dishes from India. Yes, you like chicken tikka masala? You like chicken tikka?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah. So,
yes,
but yes, I also like to watch movies when I get a chance. Of course, I like to watch movies. Spending time with family, of course. Just, you know, I think family at the end of the day, that's our base, and it's really important for me, and I really do enjoy spending time with my family.
So
and
I'm
dancing.
Wondering, yeah, you're a very good dancer. You're a very, very good dancer.
Thank you.
I want to ask you, what is your favorite dish, you know, when you've traveled, and what country, like what stands out to you right now off the top of your head if you just had to think of something?
Well, outside of the country, outside of Africa, I'm going to say lasagna. But that's
really?
Because we grew up with it. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you have not tasted my mom's lasagna. If you taste my mom's lasagna, you will be back for more.
Well, you know where I'm at. You can bring me some. I'll gladly taste it.
My mom would take about, yes.
Yeah, hey, Naomi, this is Dr. Ngozi. Listen, I'm hoping that our wonderful Tiana Speaks is looking at my teleprompter, but I'd like to play some more of this wonderful music. But I have a question for you. And you talked about collaboration.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, first of all, I saw your video, that wonderful All My Life. bomb.
Thank you.
I loved it. I loved it. You know, it's just your
thank you,
the way you wear colors and where your hair is and the settings in the beach or it's in the village. It's just wonderful. Now, here's my question for you. I would love, not a question, but I would love for you to do a collaboration with my favorite roots reggae group, Morgan Heritage.
Okay.
Yes.
And let's go.
And that would be, oh, my God, that would be crazy. But, you know, I'm going to go to this song right here and get back to Tiana's wonderful, wonderful interview. And, of course, I love this song right here, Naomi. Busy Body, y'all.
Okay.
Guest Naomi Achiu. Now we have caller one in queue. Caller one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Peace. This is Jetty. A-track of the Soul Genius Shamplu on WBNN and Beverly Nation. How are you ladies doing?
I'm doing great.
Hi.
Naomi, how are you?
I'm great. You sound great. Everybody sounds great.
Wonderful. I just wanted to send my love to Tiana Speaks, to Naomi. You know, this is a great conversation. I'm loving it already. You know what I mean? I'm always a proponent of African music. There's a strength and the potency of African music has been increasing over the years, and I love it. We're taking over, and we ain't going nowhere, so I love it. I just want you to keep on pushing the envelope, keep on pushing your creative pen, your creative mind, and keep taking things over.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, baby. Now, do you have a question for my guest?
Yeah. When is the next project coming out? Because I know that, you know, by the time you get to places like these where you're promoting yourself, you know, in the shadows, there's already something that's already bubbling and already cooking inside of Fox Mall, you know? So when's the next one coming out?
Oh, yes. For sure. I have something coming out late November. Early December, and it's actually, this one's a collaboration. I think you're going to be excited with this one because it's with an artist from my country. So you're going to hear a Cameroonian female and a Cameroonian male on one track. So I'm really looking forward to putting it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for the outstanding question, Diddy. Can you tell us, do you have anything else you want to say? Or...
Oh, the only thing I want to say is for everybody that's listening, y'all keep on staying in tune with Tiana Speaks and the Power of Thought, because this conversation is going to be enriching to both your mind and to your spiritual aptitude.
Aww.
That's all I want to do.
No, but you can't go yet, though. You have to tell us. So Teddy is a host on this network as well. Tell us when your next show is.
So my next show is on November 2nd, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time here and only here on WBNN, Bubbly Nation, Blog Talk Radio. But you know what I mean. Thank you for allowing me to say that. But, you know, let me just fall back into the shadows and let y'all keep doing y'all thing, because the light needs to be where it needs to be right now on y'all beautiful ladies. So y'all continue to do y'all thing, and I wish y'all do.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you. He's an awesome host. He's very articulate and very informative. So, you know, hopefully if you are free November 2nd, you know, it's the same exact number, same time. You know, we have a different show every single day except for Saturday. So anytime you want to call this number, you'll be able to listen to one person on this network, and everybody on here is amazing. So, you know, you have something at 9:30? There you go. So I want to go back to you were talking about your children, and I wanted to ask you something. If you could give one piece of advice to the mothers out there, what would it be?
Love yourself. Love yourself. I would tell every mom to love themselves, and it's okay to take care of yourself. I know that as a mother, you're always, you know, you get up in the morning and the first thing you're thinking about is, you know, your kid, and that's a very good thing. But it's totally okay to look after yourself, because if mom is happy, then mom can be an even better mom to the kids. So it's totally okay to spend time on yourself and to love on yourself, and to also love on the kids. So make sure you're pouring into yourself as much as you're pouring into the kids.
That's great advice. That's absolutely great advice. And if you don't mind sharing, if you do have an answer, could you tell me, like, what was one of the difficulties in parenting that you faced?
I don't know if I have, let me see, difficulties in parenting. I mean, I think every day is a challenge, really. I don't think parenting is easy. It's not even meant to be easy. Every day comes with its own challenges. I'll tell you one thing that you can't stop is when you're talking to a child, you have to tell them something three times over. Like if you say, don't touch that, don't touch that, don't touch that, it's going to take more than one time to say, don't touch it, right? You have to get used to repeating that. Now, when you're talking to somebody, when you're talking to an adult and you say, don't touch that, they may understand and not touch it again. But with kids, you have to keep saying it over and over again until it's, you know, ingrained, and, you know, they grow into that. So that's one of the, but that's not, I wouldn't even say it's a challenge or a, what's, it's just part of parenting where you have to constantly repeat yourself for it to really sink in and for them to take it with them as they grow.
That's great advice. You know, it's funny, on another aspect, I take my hat off to teachers because I have patience, but to be honest, when it comes to, like, someone, if I tell them one thing and I explain it, it depends on who it is, but sometimes I know that I don't have the patience to explain over and over. Like, you know, so that's
right.
Something I never thought about with parenting because I don't have any kids, you know, so that takes a lot of patience, you know. But I think with a kid,
yes.
You kind of expect it. But with an adult, you know, like there's adults that may ask me a question over and over and over, and I'm giving them the answer. It drives me absolutely nuts.
Yes.
Yes. But I'm patient otherwise with people and just different personalities, and I really try to understand people. Even if they're not the best person, I try to understand what makes them this way, like what made them like this. So, you know.
Yes.
But, Mommy, I need you to hold tight because right now we have a track next by international internet DJ legend Dr. Ingozi. Everybody, you are now listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, your host, Tiana Speaks, and my special, talented, Grammy-nominated, wonderful guest, Naomi Achu. You were just listening to an absolutely wonderful song, okay? And it's called Waiting All My Life. Please go check it out. And you can check her out on Instagram at I am Naomi Achu. So, Naomi, are you still with us?
I am here.
All right. So how are you enjoying yourself so far?
Oh, I'm enjoying myself a lot. The questions are great. The vibe is great. This feels like a safe space. So Thanks for having me, Tiana.
Oh, of course. I always respect my guests. You know, I always respect my guests because for me, that trust is so important. You know, for me, this show, let me explain to you, The Power of Thoughts is a show that is geared for me to give people a different perspective to look at life, to change your life. Because I believe where you're at now is because of the perspective you've had, your thoughts, your feelings that you feel about the whole world. This is wherever you're at in this life, at this current moment. So some people don't know how to let go. They feel as though, like, this is what I want. This is how I want to get it. This is the only path to get it, and that's it. And then they're stuck and stuck and stuck and stuck until they're old, and then they realize, man, I could have did something different. So when my guest is on here, I respect that, and I want them to convey to the world who they are. I am not going to shape that narrative. So, you know, definitely with me, it's going to always be a safe space. You know, it's, that trust is very important, you know. So, you are very talented, as I've said, and you are a 2-time AFRIMA Award winner. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, so AFRIMA stands for All Africa Music Awards, and it's birthed out of Africa, of course. They have held ceremonies in Nigeria, Ghana, and I think the last one was held in, I don't want to be wrong, but I think it was held in a French-speaking country. But, yes, I have an AFRIMA from 2020. Well, I think it was, this is 23, so this is, I have an AFRIMA award from 2021, and I also have another one from 2016. I hold them dear to me. One was for Busybody, the one that Dr. Ngozi chose right before this one. That song won an award, so he has good ears. It won an award for Best African Inspirational. Then I have another award for Best African Female in the Diaspora, and that was for the song called, Trust in Me from my most recent album, African Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Listen,
I seriously think this is so wonderful, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm interviewing you, and I love all your songs. I love when I listen to them, you know what I mean? Like, it's just the type of music I like. So to be able to interview somebody who has the type of music that I like, you know, like, this is exactly what I like and I like to listen to. It brightens my spirits up, you know. So some of you, I know you don't know this, but I'm going to explain to you. I have fibromyalgia, which, you know, is very hard to deal with. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's similar to if you have the flu and your body aches. That's what I feel every single day, but you can't tell by looking at me. So when I listen to music like this, it takes my mind away. It takes my pain away. You know, the music is definitely my pain medicine, and that's what your music is to me. So I want you to know that. Absolutely want you to know that.
I feel honored. Thank you so much, Tiana.
I was jamming before the interview, like just dancing, sitting on the bed, just dancing, listening to your music.
Yay, thank you. When I started writing music, I was very quote-unquote, I was always thinking about myself like, oh, I like this. I like how it sounds. And people always had to tell me, you can't just write music for yourself. You have to also remember that you're selling a product and you want people to understand and to resonate to what you're singing. So if you're only singing music that you like for yourself or that you like dancing, you're not thinking about others. So I've over time, I've learned to write songs, not just for me, but for somebody who is on the other side listening and that can relate or that can enjoy. So, you know, hearing you say that makes me feel like I'm moving in the path that, I'm making a positive step in my music as far as reaching out to my audience.
Yes, you definitely are. And that's funny. Sometimes when I try to give people business advice, a lot of things, you know, people do, they'll sell something that they like, the color that they like, but they don't realize that not everybody may like that color or like that product, you know. So that's very important in business, that you think about your consumer, you know, what you're selling and things. So that's a very important, you know, statement that you made. It's very, very important, you know. So in addition to all the wonderful things that you are also the CEO and the founder of International Nurses of Africa. Please let us know about that and how you got started.
International Nurses for Africa is a 501c3 organization that is focused on giving back to Africa, obviously. And what we do is we create an awareness for people in the health field to remember where they come from. So especially Africans, you know, you'll have Africans that leave the country, of course, to get an education, and then, of course, they start their lives and build their lives outside of the continent, which is great. But I also try to encourage them to say, hey, you know what, you're doing very well right now. Maybe you want to support a child in Africa. Maybe you want to provide some sort of scholarship to a particular school. So it's really about enlightening Africans in the diaspora, and not just Africans, but for everybody, especially in healthcare, to find a way to give back to the continent. And that's what we do. And whenever I'm in Africa, I visit schools, I visit hospitals, I visit wherever there's a need. I visit homeless shelters and provide, you know, what we have at that time, you know, offer food, offer the sit-downs, little talks, speeches, and what have you. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I hope
she has
fallen in the spirit.
No, my phone is muted, that's why. So I love to hear this because, you know, this is something close to my heart. I love helping people. This is, you know, I've never done any type of drugs or anything like that, but helping people is like a drug for me. It makes me feel really good. And I love to hear when people are helping others. So what can people do to absolutely process?
Oh, that's a great question. You can visit internationalnursesforafrica.org. So you can visit the website. There's also an Instagram and Facebook page. Instagram is International Nurses for Africa. You can visit the page. You can visit the website. There's a link there on the website for PayPal donations. So we do accept donations. And for anybody who would like to come with us to Africa for our next mission, we are more than excited to bring you along. You know, just let us know and we'll keep you informed. Yes, yes, we love helping hands. And I know there's some students that would like to be involved. They may need extra credit, whatever it is that they need to do. We would love to have more people come with us to experience what it means to give back to Africa. The next time I'm going, or my next outreach is going to be in Ghana in November. I always say God willing, because, you know, anything can happen. Schedules change. But my next outreach is scheduled for the middle of November in Ghana. So anybody who's interested in coming along or interested in sending some sort of a donation for me to hand out in Ghana, please be my guest.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you more, but first we have a tribute to you, Ms. Naomi, actually.
Okay. Okay.
You know, in Africa, also Africa, by Internet DJ legend Dr. Ngozi, featuring Grammy Award-winning reggae legend Morgan Heritage.
They want us to stay blind as a bat, while they move sly as a fox. Oh boy,
Yes, sir. Yeah. I tell you, two people can see it. Many are blind to it. A change is on the way, things will no longer be the same. Oh, no. Hear me now. All eyes on America. People of places want to be just like America. And I can't understand why. When you have beautiful places like Dubai. Oh, yeah. Lies and propaganda. They speak of Africa. I tried from Nairobi to Addis Ababa and find the truth for myself. Why? The world is more beautiful than you know. From Cape Town to Accra to Lagos. So much beauty my eyes behold. So much in school they have never told us. Like how much slaves died on Gory Island in Senegal. And how much they buried Caribbean Island. Than you know, I know they return to Africa for the gold and diamonds. While they make it seem like the land is just full of poverty and hungry belly, what a terrible conspiracy. My people of Jamaica don't realize the reggae music is the savior, preserving the knowledge of our former selves. Take the youth them in a Gambia. If you never know, you'd have been them born and raised in a Jamaica. To hold them love the culture, Rastafari culture. Them live the liberty as well, yeah. Earth is the love that fullness thereof. So I have the right to live where I'm loved and celebrated.
To talk to me or my special guest. This is brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia and a product of WBNN. So Naomi, how do you feel about that special dedication from Dr. Ngozi?
Thank you, Dr. Ngozi. I feel very special. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for that.
Aww. So Naomi, right now we have caller two. Now, caller two, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, peace. My travel name is Huni Bakatun, and my pen and stage name is Master Ta Magic Man Haru. The brilliant, the beautiful woman of God, Ta Anna Speaks. How you doing tonight?
I am doing great. Thank you for always supporting me and just for being you, being a wonderful person.
It takes one to know one. And how are you doing? Is it Naomi Achu? Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yes, you did. I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. And how are you?
Excellent. You're a phenomenal artist. The first thing I want to say is thank you so much by bringing some life music, some real soul music, compared to what's being plastered all over the media today. I also want to say, I got a question for you. When did you get your deal? Did you start off from the homeland? Because I'm third generation here myself, but did you get your first deal back there at home, or did you travel to Europe or the United States in order for to get your first record deal recorded and a recording?
I'm an independent artist. Can you imagine that?
Really?
I am. Wow. Yes, I am an independent artist because, you know, when I started Afrobeats off in the United States at a time when Afrobeats was still picking up. Because, see, I have three albums. And, you know, Afrobeats really picked up over the past maybe 4 years, right before the pandemic. That's when Afrobeats really took over. So now there's Afrobeat artists that are within the United States that are getting signed. But at the time that I started singing my Afrobeats, I was making Afrobeats and sending to Africa. You see what I'm trying to say? But now they're making it within. So getting, you know, presenting Afrobeats to a record label that only does pop and R&B and hip hop is kind of like, okay, well, you know, they were still trying to, you know, get hip to it. It's now. Now is when they're like, you know, scrambling and going after, you know, Afrobeats. But yes, I am an independent artist. And it's not because I haven't been offered deals. I've been offered deals, but it also has to work for the artist and the record label. It has to be a perfect partnership. But yes, I'm an independent artist.
Well, that is amazing to see how far you have come. I'm just learning about you, and I definitely want to learn more about you. I know other artists want to call me, other callers probably want to call in as well to interact. I'm also a host of our great company of WBNN. My show was last evening, and you know, if you get a chance to go back, it's been recorded, documented, tabled, and logged. Definitely take time to do that as well. Okay, I spoke about sexual energy, and you definitely have a lot of that. You got that naturally by being a breathtaking, beautiful woman.
Thank you so much.
That's so wonderful.
You're welcome.
So your next show will be 4 weeks from yesterday.
Yes, that's correct. I'm thinking it will be somewhere along the 17th or the 18th, you know. But either way, it will be 4 weeks from yesterday evening. Love you.
Okay. Well, I love you too. I hope. Thank you for calling in. And right now we have a track next by International Internet, DJ Legend, Dr. Ngozi.
The collector. You say vibe. Naomi Achu. Babe, where you dey? I know they hear you. Oh yeah, drop out. For Monday, we go settle the matter. Hey, but today na my day, and I must to scatter. Hey, Gucci Prada, 50,000. Watermelon and a ginger. Flexing, flexing, I'm a day. Flexing, flexing, I go pay. Number, call my phone.
personality. Flexing, flexing, now my day. Flexing, flexing, I go pay.
Right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, Tiana Speaks, and my special guest, Naomi Atchu, who is a voting member of the Grammys. And you just listened to that song. It's Bill Collector. So if you want to listen to it, make sure you just go to Spotify. Just please support her. She is an absolutely wonderful person. Please. Now, before we begin, we continue the interview, we have caller three. Caller three, who are you and where are you calling from?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia, where your aunt was waiting for you to call her back because you got the Connect or bootleg inspection stickers. What's good?
Crazy. Let me tell you, so Naomi, Clev is a host on this network, and he is the craziest one out of all of us. We all know this, so this is not a secret. He is the craziest one. You never know what he's going to say when he calls in. This is his just like signature. So you just, I'm always waiting when he calls in on people's shows and I'm listening, what's he going to say today? So, you know, but do you have a question for my guest?
First of all, I want to see how you Bailey's doing tonight. And shout out to Naomi, you know what I'm saying? You're doing a wonderful job being a diva out here with the wonderful illustrations and music and all these different types of things, you know what I'm saying? Mad flavor, I got to say, you know what I'm saying? I got a question real quick, you know what I mean, for Naomi. Just wondering, you know what I mean, as far as like the diversity and as far as traveling, going to state, country to country, you know what I'm saying? What are the differentiations you see as far as the cultures with the, as far as the music is concerned? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I noticed that a lot of other countries other than the United States, they kind of do the hip hop and whatever genre music that they ascribe themselves to. Kind of like how we just do it in the golden era type of stages of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What would you say? Do you feel like it's different now between earlier genres or the later genres, or just, you know what I'm saying, just internationally traveling? Do you see the resemblance of how people do it from the pristine form and just people riding the wave?
That question, that's a DJ. That's like a DJ's question. My experience is very different in every radio station because my music is more than just like you said, it goes across, it extends across genres. It extends across age groups. There are some radio stations that may be college radio stations, and then there may be some radio stations that are stations that play maybe 90s music. So I think it's more based on the demographic that radio station caters to. So, for example, if it's a college-based radio station, they may ask me questions about maybe relationships or growing up. But if it's a radio station that plays maybe 90s music, they may ask me more questions about maybe being a mom. So I think it's really all about that radio station and what they're playing and the demographic that they serve. But I find myself being able to fit in every room and every station. So that's good.
Okay, that's cool. Now, I heard you saying you're being a foodie out here. Now, you know Clef One got a real golden question for you. You know what I'm saying? You ever been to Philadelphia?
I
would
hear it.
Because if you haven't been.
No, I'm going to say no. You going to take me?
Yeah, because Clef One going welcome out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have the carpet out. You know what I'm saying? And guess what I'm going to have on an Amoroso for you, for your foodie experience.
Okay.
Lasagna on an Amoroso, a la Amoroso,
oh,
salt, pepper, ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard,
Ooh.
Fried onions, pickles and peppers, mushrooms, and extra ketchup on side.
How's
that?
Philadelphians. I'm coming right now. Get me on the plane. I'm coming right now.
You understand this?
Wow.
So you know what? You get on that plane because you might see me when you're landing. Hang gliding. I might be still hang gliding while you're landing. You understand?
Yana, you understand because I'm hungry. You're making me hungry.
If you need me to take something out the freezer right now, I got you, baby. I'm right here right now. Wait, you want me to take something out?
That sounds real good.
I'm going to just let y'all, but I just wanted to let you because, you know, this is very flavorful. You know what I'm saying? So we got to appreciate when we get good flavor like this. You know what I'm saying? Clef One always got to step through and give the tall shot glasses out to the divas out here. You know what I'm saying? I will be cooking it up with the Kingston on the first. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, Clevember 1st, I will be on. Clevember 1st, I will be on. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know. You feel what I'm saying to you? That's the day I'm going to be on, hang line, building bricks, and standing sticks. You know what I mean? But I'm going to let y'all get back to it. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze
Appreciate
Brothers,
you.
Representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your man Muhammad made $2.5 million off of adult pornographic films with Pinky and Cherokee on the cover. Check your satellites.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I have to tell you, They opening that song. I was over here dancing to it. That is talent. I'm dancing to a song, Bill Collector.
Thank you. I loved it.
And I got to give a shout out to Dr. Ingram because he chose some wonderful tracks. I have to give a shout out to him because the track that's being played were all selected by him, all of them. So I can't take credit for that. I got to give him the credit for that. You know, I'm over here dancing.
He has good ears because this one and the other one, which I think he played, Busybody, those are all songs that I wrote from scratch. And writing from scratch simply means that I will write it, I take my pen, my paper, and then just write it and then go to the studio and build the instruments to the song. That's why they sound so original. It's because it's not a beat that I wrote to, but I literally wrote the song, took it to the studio, and built. So he has very good ears.
Right. So what was the inspiration behind that song? I'm curious. I was actually laughing and actually just having fun and just listening. I was just like, it just, you know, brightened my spirits up even more.
It was just one of those days when I was like, oh, my gosh, these bills need to stop.
these bills need to stop. What's going on with all these bills? Damn, what's going on? You know, and you see, here's the thing. In Africa, we have bills. Don't get me wrong, but the bills in America, it's like we be getting bills just for breathing, you know? It's just, okay, you know, that's why if you listen to the song, it's like the breathing bill, the boyfriend bill, the girlfriend bill. In, you know, so there's just all these bills, and I'm like, what? you ever go to the club and they charge you $5 for water? You're like, can I get a glass of water? And they serve you, and they ask, give you $5. And I'm like, wait, you want me to pay $5 for a glass of water? They're like, yeah. That's what happened to me when I went to Las Vegas. I went to the Strip. You know the Strip in Las Vegas? I was I think one of my girlfriends or something, and we were at we went to one of the clubs, and I said, can I get some water, a glass of water? And she charged me like $3-5, and I was like, And she said, yeah, welcome to Las Vegas.
That was such a warm welcome, or maybe a cold welcome if you had ice in the glass. I'm not sure. But,
it's supposed to be real, but also supposed to be funny at the same time. It's just making
it
kind of like making humor at the bills that we need to pay. And then I said, pastor, because even the pastor gonna hit you with a bill after he prays for you, you know. He's gonna call you up at 9 o'clock and say, let's pray, and then he'll say, well, if you want to bless the church, you can, you know, you can send a donation to that site. So there's, you know, so we understand it's the nature of the system, but it was just poking humor at the bills that we have to pay on a day-to-day basis.
You did a great job. You absolutely did a great job at that, because I'm definitely, I want to listen to that song over and over again. It made me laugh. And just like I was dancing to it, it was making me laugh at the same time. I'm just so amazed by your talent. You just have no idea. I'm absolutely amazed by it. And I know that you're, like I said before, I know you're going to go on to do absolutely wonderful things. And, you know, it's funny. So it's crazy how we met, because we didn't actually talk when you were performing. I actually went to the front desk to go get a key, and you were right there. And I'm like, oh, that's when I was performing, you know, and I went up to you, you know, like, and just trying to, like, hey, you did a great job. And we exchanged information. And then I saw on Instagram, I'm like, whoa, she has 1.4 million followers. That's amazing. So what I want to ask you is this. I want to ask you, now, when you travel, can you travel in peace, or do you, like, when you go out, do people bother you? Like, how is that for you? How is that life when you travel back to Africa? You know, like, are you able to just, you know, blend in now, or still, like, you know, before you became an artist?
Do you have to be careful? I think it just depends on where I'm going. It really just depends on the area. You know, if my fan base is heavy, then of course I have to be in hiding a little bit. But if it's a new area, if it's like, if you take me to, you know, Asia, you know, I may not need to do that.
Okay.
Once again, it just depends on where in the world I'm visiting.
Okay. Do you ever, if let's say you're in a place where your fan base is heavy, do you ever have any fears that go through your mind? Like, do you ever worry, or do you just naturally relax in those situations?
Well, in a situation like that, I'll probably have a team. People probably wouldn't even know that I'm there. I probably maybe disguise. I probably have on shades or something. Where people just wouldn't know. There's always something planned for that. So, no, I haven't really experienced that. Maybe what I'm looking forward to, though, is, you know, being able to get on the private jet every day. So I want to, once I get on that private jet every day, then, So I'm speaking that into existence, is the jet every day.
You absolutely will. So when you say you'll have your team with you, how do you choose your team and allow yourself to be comfortable and know that you can trust these people? Like, what is your, like, selection process when it comes to that. Because that's something you have to be careful with. You know, I can say, like, when I was in Massachusetts and I used to be a part of Reality Star Boxing, like, we had security, but this is a person that my friend personally knew, and it was an ex-police officer. So for you, how do you go about that selection process?
So I think you can pick a friend, you know, or you can pick somebody that has experience in management or something around management. That's really the best way to do it. And I would say the best person to choose is somebody that has a little bit of experience and that has mm-hmm. worked with a similar artist as you. I would say that would be the way to go. And it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody that you're close to or somebody that you know very well, just somebody that has the experience, because it's really about the experience. They got to be able to know how to move at a concert, at a red carpet event. They got to mm-hmm. know how to move at a radio station. They got to be ready for whatever PR, you know, whatever stories come up. They just got to be ready, and you know, they have to make the artist feel confident, because you know us as artists, we may panic, or we may, you know, so there has to be somebody on our side that can you know, calm us down, because we go through a lot. We go through a lot in the studio, writing songs, and then we go through a lot sometimes on social media, with any negative, there's negativity, positivity, performing on stage. So we go through a lot of criticism for things that we don't even, you know, for many things, and for mm-hmm. lots of stories that we have no part of. So mm-hmm. it's important to have somebody that has some sort of experience and that can be your confidant.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right about that, because, you know, my friend is the president of Syracuse International Film Festival, and she mm-hmm. had a special guest, Alec Baldwin, and all the blogs are saying a lot of stuff about her. I know her personally, and Alec Baldwin mm-hmm. is actually a personal friend of hers. And I'm reading it, and these people were saying so much about her. And I'm, you know, for me, it doesn't matter if people say things about me, because at the end of the day, when I close my eyes, none of those things are going to matter where I'm going when I take my last breath. But I feel sensitive for my friend, you know. And yeah. I'm thinking to myself as I'm reading these comments, like, people have nothing else better to do but spread negativity. What you see in front of you is not actually true. And I've noticed that with my friends that are well known, the things that people will put out there about you just for some money or just for some publicity, like, and for me, yes. I cannot sleep at night doing something like that, you know. So I feel
yes.
I do understand why some people are so cautious. They may not want to do interviews. They stay a little stand back, you know. I definitely understand why, because
yeah.
I see this. I definitely see this. Even I found out one of my friends died on TMZ, and the things that were said, like, I talked to him personally, and I don't want to say anyone here, but, like, I talked to him personally, and I kind of knew
yeah.
it was coming, like, a year before, and mm-hmm. when I read it just broke my heart, and it's like, you can't control, because the media is so powerful.
Yeah.
You cannot control what they say about you. So you have to be such a strong individual when these people say things about you. And I will say that
yeah.
I used to be a person, honestly, where 99 people loved me and that one person had a problem, and I had to figure out why. I had to know why. I had to be friends with them. But I realized that, you know, rejection is God's protection. When I finally found out who that person was, I was like, oh, my gosh, they are an absolute nightmare. And it was terrible for me. So I learned if something like that happens, some people have a problem with themselves, and they'll put it on you and attack you. I'm
yes,
not saying that I'm
yes.
perfect or anything like that. But if somebody's mm-hmm. coming from a good place and telling you something, that's one thing, versus somebody who doesn't have my best interest. It's going to fall, you know, on deaf ears. And I say death, not death, because it's going to die right before it hits my ears. I don't care, you know. So how do you deal with any type of criticism? What do you, and how can you tell other artists what is the best thing for them to do when they're criticized or if they see things that's not true in the media about them?
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is actually sometimes not all negativity is bad negativity, because have you ever seen in a situation or in somebody's post when somebody says something negative, like 10 people jump on them and the post just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, there, you know, I forgot who said it, but I think they said haters will make you famous. There's a lot of celebrities that would tell you that haters will make you famous, because if everybody's coming at you saying, oh, you're so sweet, you're so nice, you're so sweet, you're so nice, then others think it's like, okay, well, that's boring. We want something, you know,
right,
a little bit more exciting.
Right.
So, yes, not all negativity is bad. Of course, you want to be far from the scandals, but no, not all negativity is bad. But and what I do is I just ignore it. I try not to feed into it. I may ignore it. Sometimes I may comment just if I'm, you know, if I don't have much to do. and sometimes I'll make a comment on somebody's post that'll give me like 50 responses and 1,000 likes and creates a whole conversation. But usually I'll do that like on my friend. Like if I have a celebrity friend who is like maybe, let's say, much bigger, that has a much bigger account, like 20 million followers or something, I'll go to their page and I'll create some kind of, you know, conversation that will, you know, generate like responses.
Right.
It makes the post bigger. It creates a conversation, you know. So not all negativity in the grand scheme of things is bad.
I definitely agree with that. That's kind of what I told her. You know, I kind of said, well, guess what? They're talking about you. You made it. They're talking about you, so they know exactly who you are now. They may not know you personally like I do. I did tell her that. Mm-hmm. But it also made me realize, like, where people's minds are at and their mentality is versus, you know, I mean, the 90s or so. There's, like, there is a lot more negativity. And I noticed that there's a lot of, there's a lot of things where two people go back and forth. And it's, like, to me, I'm like, they know what they're doing. They may spell something wrong on purpose or just so people correct it or say something on purpose so they, it, you know, gets views. I definitely noticed that, you know. But, Naomi, hold on, because we have a track next. Yes. We have a track next by international DJ legend, Dr. Oladele. Oh, my God, brother. Malawi and Gozi, them. So, hold tight.
My love is not pepe, my body is an investment. If you sign the booklet, I go show you the answer. Hey, body no be firewood, no be me, I go die today. Bring your love in, show me something, I go day in your arms today. Like mango, rah, but you do my chop tomato. Now 50-50, all your takes is potato. I get plenty, I get enough to feed the needy. But you get to cancel TT from your DP. And that chick with her name, the Amarachi, call me for my corner with her face, the Sachi. I'm so majestic, I'm so striderific, so futuristic, I'm so bombastic. See, I'm kinda like a coal mine. You gotta dig deep for the palm wine.
The onion gon' make you cry. He say he like my waist in particular. But I know one carrot, I want cucumber. I never climb Okada without umbrella. I don't pay for this game, no be newcomer. I go boom shakalaka. I don't say you like for more. Boom shakalaka. I go add my key and she talk. So just eat it up like avocado. For the go, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Everybody, first I want to thank our 24 million listeners, and that song was by Naomi Achu, Robo Robo. So, Naomi, I would like to get your final thoughts here at WBNN. We give you a chance to express yourself and tell the world the last thing that you'd like to say to them. So what would that be?
Thank you so much for having me. Stay positive. Love yourself. That way you can love everyone else. Follow me on social media. I'm Instagram is I am Naomi Achu, Facebook Naomi Achu, Twitter or X now, Threads. You can follow me on all social media platforms. And I have new music coming out. I'm just so happy to be in this space. Thank you, Tiana, and thank you, everybody. I'm so happy.
Thank you so much for coming, and we're definitely going to eat together. I'm telling you that very soon. So right now, we have Ngozi time.
What's up, Blackson? You don't come again. Naomi Achu, everybody, let's go, go.
See this life. I know go so far. My mother, ego better. See this guy, not my papa, not my uncle, my living water. I've never seen a God like this. Claim they give me peace, claim they give me blessing. I've never seen a God like this. He is the majesty, and he has changed my story.
Take your blessing. Wait till God don't give now your owner. Nobody fit move you for throne. Hey, huggable, lovable. See the God where we get is unmovable. Hey, fanciful, beautiful. See the God where we get is unshakable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never seen a God like this. Where him they give me peace. Now him they give me blessing. I've never seen a God like this. He is the majesty. And he has changed my story.
take your blessing. Wait for God, don't give now your owner. Nobody fit move you for throne. Hey, huggable, lovable. See the God where we get is unmovable. Hey, fanciful, beautiful. See the God where we get is unshakable. Give him the praise.
You are wonderful. Now, standing representative of the wonderful country of Cameroon, I love your music. I got a chance to, you know, get down to my studio last night, and I said I'm gonna put these songs out that I love. That's what I do. You know what I mean,
yeah.
You know, it is. You know, I'm your Honeybee Olasky on Wilson Still 1 and 2. Thank you so much for being part of this.
Thank you.
You know, Storied Network, the one and only Beverly Nation. I love you, man.
You have great ears. Thank you so, so, so much. I'm just so honored that you have been playing my music for over an hour. You're the best. Thank you so much. Thank you for all you do. Keep doing what you're doing to uplift the community. Thank you so much.
Hey, man. You know, you know, I saw that video. I saw the beauty of you. Like I said, you know, in different settings. And I said, this girl is bad.
Yeah.
You know, this girl is bad. And I love you, man. You know. I love you so much because you're setting the right example. You know what I mean? Not too much, but then you show your sensuality, you know, so classy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what I love about, you know, the Queen and definitely in
the
wonderful motherland. Shout out to Cameroon. And, of course, you know, my favorite team is, you know, your boy Joel Embiid is right in Philadelphia. Of course, you know, a Cameroon, you know, ambassador. And we really thank you for just being a part of this, what we do on a constant basis right here on this one and only Beverly Nation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And of course, with Naomi Achu saying her final thoughts and my love for her, I love the soundtrack tonight. And of course, we're off tomorrow because I ain't doing nothing. But on Sunday, we'll be right back doing what we do on a constant basis. To 2022. WBNN Overall Host of the Year, the fifth reigning commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J and News Forum. She will come back with her pace. Her pace is grace and is outstanding nonetheless. 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. Ola Dudley Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? OlayDayLay.gozyMyAndGmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dudley Malay, where he goes to the good doctor saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on the constant basis. And now back to In Excelsior, the 2023 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year. And, you know, it's crazy because you get a chance for her to be presented, you know, of course, in our history, by Clever One. He'll be presenting her with that wonderful award that only honors December 5th, 2023. The outstanding dual host of this network, Yonasi Paramonte, as well as the Power of Thoughts, the outstanding, wonderful, and loving Tiana.
Hello, everybody. I just want to say thank you so much for listening to all the 24 million listeners we have. And I have to definitely say thank you to Naomi Achu. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come on this wonderful show so I can just share your music with the world. And I appreciate Dr. Ngozi for just picking those wonderful selections. Absolutely wonderful. Guys, please make sure you check out Naomi Achu. It's A-C-H-U. Please check her out on Instagram, on Facebook,
just Google if you have to. You have to follow. She's a wonderful individual. I've had a conversation with her, and her energy is just so great. So my words to the whole world is, you know, sleep in peace tonight. Whatever is bothering you, it's going to be okay. My heart goes out to you. I give you lots of love. And I just wish you the most peace that you possibly can have with each blink of your eye and with every breath you take. Again, I am Tiana Speaks, and you can follow me at Speaks Radio on Instagram. That's the easiest way. Or you can look up Speaks Radio on Facebook. I hope you all have a blessed night. And before I go, I have to let you know that last song that was played was God Like This from her last album, African Pepper. And that was a wonderful song. And a God Like That is the reason why we have all this talent on this network. It is the reason she has the talent that she has, and is the reason why we are all blessed and we're still breathing and living today. God bless you all, and have a wonderful night.